Dorvan paused and began to shake as he recalled what happened next.
Cam's fingers started to grow. Then her arms suddenly dissolved into tentacles. And she... well, she became Abeloth. I mean, she always was Abeloth, but now I could see her real nature.
Can you describe her?
Silgall asked. She had coarse yellow hair and eyes that weren't really eyes, just silver points of light set deep in the sockets, he said. Her mouth was more like a deep gash. It stretched most of the way across her face.
No doubt about it. That's Abeloth, Luke said. What happened next?
Well, Pokorsky started to scream. Then Abeloth's tentacles shot down her throat,
Dorvan said, still keeping his eyes closed.
And into her ears and nostrils. Pokorsky made very horrible sounds, like she was gagging and choking. And the tentacles started to pulse. After a few seconds, Pokorsky just collapsed and hung from the tentacles, looking terrified.
Dorvan fell silent, no doubt lost in a memory more terrifying than any nightmare. After a few moments, Silgall prompted gently.
And that was the end of it?
Dorvan shook his head.
That was just the beginning, he said. After a while, the terror finally drained from Pokorsky's face. I thought maybe she had died. But then her face turned so pale that I could see the tentacles writhing around under her skin, pumping something dark and viscous through her nose, up into her sinuses, and down into her throat. I didn't think there was any way she could live through that, but she did. I could see her chest rising and falling as she breathed. And she never... well, she never went slack, the way dead people do. Finally, she seemed to get stronger, and she sort of looked at me and smiled. But it wasn't just Pokorsky looking. She was still in there, and I can see in her eyes that she was going crazy with fear. But Abeloth was in there too, and she was enjoying it.
As though she were feeding on it, Luke asked.
Dorvan opened his eyes and thought for a moment, then nodded.
Yes, he said. Exactly like that. She was feeding on the fear.
We've seen that before, Luke said. On Padir, Abeloth seemed to be creating an aura of fear so she could draw on the dark side energies it released. We're fairly certain it's how she rejuvenates herself.
A force being that feeds on fear?
Dorvan looked through the viewport, out over the battle havoc that filled Fellowship Plaza, and shook his head in open despair.
In that case, Master Skywalker, you had better kill her soon, while it is still possible.
That's what we're doing here, Chief. Trying to figure out how, Kip said. What else can you tell us?
Nothing more about taking Pogorsky's body, Dorvan said. I'm afraid my memory after that is, well, muddled. But I think you should hear what happened when I killed her.